This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Raymond Village President Dennis Held. Denny, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
Very good, Tobin. Thank you.
We are here to talk about the annual Independence Day celebration that happens every year in Raymond, and another year's come and gone, isn't it?
Yes, it sure has, Tobin. It seems like time just keeps flying by, but this year we're 57 years.
The Raymond Independence Day celebration will take place Thursday through Saturday, June 26th through the 28th. And Denny, let's go over some of the activities on the docket for the homecoming. On the 26th, it starts off early with a junior golf tournament.
Little early morning session out at the golf course for all our junior golfers. And Rachel Skinner is taking care of that out at the golf course. So if we have any juniors interested in golfing, just call out the golf course and they'll line you up and get you going.
Now let's continue on. Then activities pick up during the evening on Thursday. At 6:30, you have Little Miss and Mr. Muscle.
Yes, sir, we do. We start off the picnic Thursday night with Little Miss and Mr. Muscle contest. Always real good to watch the kids get up there and see what kind of interviews they can do and kind of things they can come up with that they've done over the summer. And then we roll right on into that 7:30 to Bossy Bingo. And that night is sponsored by our own 4th of July committee or Independence Day committee. And that's always has Bossy there. 117 squares we sell for $10 a square. And it's good for $500 in cash. And we'll have a guaranteed winner wherever Bossy lands.
And, of course, then at 7:30 also, one thing Raymond's always known for is their little side games that they've played. You've had Minute to Win It. You've had Family Feud. You've had the match game. Now you're bringing back Let's Make a Deal.
We're having Let's Make a Deal. Vern Pinkston's going to be our Monty Hall. He's always good on the microphone. And so Monty's going to see if he can give away a prize or maybe have a few zonks for a few people.
8:30, you've got the Junior Miss and Queen introductions.
This is our second year for the Junior Miss Queen contest, and we've got, I believe, five girls running this year, and it's always real good to get the middle-aged girls. You know, there's a little lag there between the Little Miss and the Miss Independence, so this gives us some girls a little chance in between to run and be seen.
Now, the candidates will have a performance at 9:15. You also have a bike drawing at 9:15.
We always give away a boys' and a girls' bicycle. They must be present to win. They're always really nice little bicycles, a girls' and a boys' both. And all they have to do is sign her name and be standing there at 9:15.
Now, musically for the evening, starting at 9:30, in the beer tent, and I want to talk with you a little bit about that momentarily, but you got Pyro Bob DJ in the beer tent.
That's Pyro Bob. He's the local Aramark service guy that does the service there in Raymond, and he has his DJ service. So Pyro Bob or Kurt Bob is going to be in the beer tent over at the Legion grounds that night.
Now, this is the first year in a long time for a beer tent at the homecoming, isn't it?
I think it's been a 15-year hacienda, but we're back on track this year.
Where's the beer tent going to be?
Over behind the Legion grounds.
Okay. So, and let's continue on. Let's move into Friday, the 27th. Starts off at 6:30 with the Kitty Parade, and that will get the crowd coming.
I certainly hope it does, and we'll have good little kids' interest, plus always a lot of pets that show up, and bicycles, and a lot of little pulled floats will be a good start off that night.
At 6:45, you have the Junior Miss Coronation.
And there again, we'll be recognizing the winners, and from the nights before, they'll have their interviews the night before, and then we'll have the coronation on Friday night.
Bossy Bingo at 7:30, benefits who?
The Raymond Harville Sports Association on Friday night at 7:30. And then we're going to have an a cappella group out of Southern Illinois. It's called The Blend. They've been over at the Magnuson several times, and we had a lot of people that came to the meeting and thought they'd be great entertainment. So we have them at 7:45. They recently played over at Farmersville at their historical theater fundraiser, and they just had real good reviews, and everybody loved them. So we're happy that they're going to be downtown on Friday night at 7:45, and they'll probably last till somewhere around 10 o'clock.
Musically, for the evening, Little Higgy will perform in the big tent.
They'll be over at the beer tent. That's correct.
I mean, beer tent. That's right.
They'll be over at the big tent and the beer tent. That's right.
Well, you have the big tent.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Moving on to Saturday, June 28th, it all wraps up. And a lot of things new for Saturday. First off, let's start off. We've got a rib cook-off, and registration for the rib cook-off starts off at 7 o'clock, and this is something new this year.
This is trying to get something else going on here on Saturday if we weren't busy already. We're going to have a little rib cook-off, and we've already got, I believe, between eight and nine participants, and what they do is they hand out the ribs at 7 o'clock. There's no gas grills, or it has to be either wood or charcoal. And then they'll cook until 3 o'clock where they judge them. And then after the 3 o'clock, that's when you come in, Tobin. You get to come in and get your little rack of ribs and a couple side dishes. And you can sample the winners or sample the losers.
Now, where will the cook-up? Will it be all downtown? Or
Over by the Legion Hall.
By the Legion?
Somewhere right around the corner from the beer tent.
Activities for Saturday, though, it's kind of an athletic day in Raymond. At 7:30, you've got a 5K fun run. 8:15, you've got a 1 mile fun run and walk. And then at 8:45, you have a half mile fun run and walk. So you can get your exercise in before the
ribs. That's exactly right. Get a little exercise in, burn off some calories before you go in there and soak up them big old ribs.
At noon, you have a car show.
We're having a car show, and it's going to be located right around the rib cook-off, right on the street next to the Legion Hall, I'm sorry, by the Legion Hall. Everything's going to be over as far as the car show, the antique tractor show, the motorcycle show, the washer tournament, all's going to be within a one block area. So there's going to be quite a little number of people right around the Legion Hall. And if you just so desire, you'll be able to stop in the beer tent and kick your heels back a little bit too.
All right. At 5 o'clock is the parade.
At 5 o'clock we'll be down, starting off with our big parade that we've had, and we've had several calls of floats coming in. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of political people being a election year, and then we'll wind around down through the streets of Raymond and end up down to KC Hall, and usually run about an hour or so. It's a pretty good sized parade. And we got several bands. Morrisonville Band is going to come down and join us this year, along with the Lincolnwood Band. So, and I think we're looking to maybe add another band, but I know those two are coming for sure.
Don't forget the German Waterloo Band.
Oh, yeah.
They've been a staple.
Yes, they've been there.
They've been there too. What's the theme for this parade?
The theme is Dancing Through the Ages. Okay. And, just on the front of our books, if you get a book, it shows our queen candidates kind of strolling through the village of Raymond and dancing their little heart's desire.
Now let's continue on through the evening. 6 o'clock, Minute to Win It.
That's another one of our hometown game shows. We've got people down at the Baptist Church is going to operate Minute to Win It. We had it last year, but our promoter kind of went to college, so we had other interest in people in doing the minute to win it. So they're going to be there for that. And then following that, we're going to have frozen T-shirt contest, which is always a little good time to see how they can throw them, beat them, mm-hmm. stretch them, pull them, and somehow get them on.
Absolutely. And then we've got Bossy Bingo, and this one benefits the Panhandle Educational Foundation.
And then shortly after that, we got our comedy style show that we've kind of brought back. We've rejuvenated it over the years, and we had a lot of good fun last year with it, and several people thought we ought to bring it back for one more year. So we got several more participants coming back to the comedy style show. And then shortly after that, we'll have the Queen Coronation along with our bicycle drawing. And then we'll end the night at 10 o'clock with fireworks, which is going to be out by the park. We've always, everybody that comes to the Raymond Picnic always sticks around for the fireworks. If there's anything we've been noted for, it's been real good fireworks at the end of the picnic.
Absolutely. Musically, for that evening in the beer tent, Kick to the Curb will perform.
So, correct.
And then one thing we need to mention about the homecoming, the rides, you've got special deals going on with the rides.
Carnival rides all three nights, all 3 days, all three nights of the picnic, including all day Saturday. They do have armbands. They have added rides this year. They're going to be located pretty much in front of the bank, and they are going to, this year, we are going to move a few of them down into the midway, up where the Casey's have their world-famous, they're going to have fish this year, along like they always have. And then we have, of course, we have the firemen playing a little bingo, too, there, right, not too far next door.
Okay, so a lot in store for Raymond.
A lot of things going on. Come down and see us here and on the 26th, 7th, and 8th, and stop in, stay a while, and enjoy the picnic.
Denny, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thank you very much, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Raymond Village President Dennis Held. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.